In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. Amen. Last week, I went to the funeral of John, an elderly member of my husband's family. He'd lived an interesting and varied life and died at the age of 95, having been very content and well and happy until the last few weeks and months of his life. At the funeral, his son gave a tribute to his father, which spoke to me of a son not speaking only of his dad, but also of his hero. His dad had wanted to be a bomber pilot in the Second World War. But at the beginning of the war, his eyesight wasn't good enough for him to be allowed to be one. He joined up nonetheless and worked on the airfields. But as you probably know, as the Second World War went on, they needed more pilots, and so the level of eyesight that you needed to have got rather less. He could then have become a bomber pilot, but it would have taken too long to train him. So instead, he trained as a flight engineer and flew on Lancaster bombers. He kept a logbook throughout the war, as I imagine most of the pilots and flight staff did, and this had been preserved, and his son read from it. It was a really wonderful way to celebrate a fulfilling and long-lived life. His life wasn't without its trials. Few lives are. But what was more important was the recollection of those things which had helped to shape the man and his family. The chapel was overflowing in tribute to him and all he had done, and who he was. We were all promised more memorabilia at the reception after the funeral, and we were not disappointed. There was a great deal to look at. But my husband was moved when his cousin, the man's son, presented him with a photograph album that his dad had collected. It was full of photographs, not of John and his family, but of my husband's family, including an invitation to his parents' wedding and many other shots which we had never seen before. It was fascinating and emotional in equal measure. Then a day or two later, one of the other fruits of my husband's uncle's work arrived in the form of an incredibly detailed genealogy of the family back to the 1600s, complete with anecdotes and newspaper cuttings and all sorts about which we had absolutely no idea. You'll imagine, I'm sure, that our daughter, the next generation, was absolutely enthralled with some of the, what can only be described as frankly rather mad antics of her father's predecessors. It will be a long while before he forgot and we forget him. Today, All Souls Day, is a fitting point to speak of the importance of remembrance and of giving thanks for those who have gone before us. Because that is what today is all about. Each of us will probably have in our lives that one person or persons who has died, but who was of vital importance at some point in our lives. It may be a family member, it could be a friend, or it could even be someone that we didn't know very well, but whose life story influenced ours. Who it is matters less than that we do not forget their presence and importance in our lives as we journey on. This is what we do here tonight. We remember. We look back and see what has happened in the past, both recent and not so recent, and we think of those people whom we know have died and gone ahead of us to be with God. And as we remember them, we give thanks for all that they were and are to us. And yet, as important as this is, as we remember those who have died and that the lives that they have lived and our feelings for them, it is as important that we recognise that we are also called to be clear about our hope for the future too. For as the readings that we have heard remind us, Jesus said, "Anyone who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life." Tonight, as we remember those who have died and hear the names of those who have died in the last year, let us not forget that we too, who have heard Jesus' words and believed them, have eternal life. And this should give us heart and hope as we live our lives here on earth. Often we miss those who have gone before a great deal. We want to be able to share something with them and to tell them about what has been going on, and we want their love and support. Nothing that we can do can change the fact that we can see them no longer as they have gone before us. But we can and should know that as we intercede for them, so they can and will intercede for us. And more than that, we can know that although we may not understand exactly what this means, in the fullness of time, we will be united with them again as we join them in praising God in heaven. At the funeral last week, so many people had amusing or thoughtful stories to share about John. It was not as if he had left us yet, because he was there in the closeness of memory and in the way in which people spoke of him. As his death becomes more distant, it is clear that he will be remembered in a less regular and open way. His will be a quieter background presence which underpins the lives of those who knew and loved him. But no matter how long it is since he died, his son, grandson, granddaughter, and great-granddaughter will always have cherished memories of a man who helped to nurture who they are and how their lives have developed. That is true for all whom we remember today. They have touched and helped to change lives, and as they are now gone to be with God, so in the fullness of time, in God's time, will we, and we will be united with them in singing praise to God forever and ever. Amen.